Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Legends Lovers, a Star Wars podcast. So I'm Nathan Telson, and I'm the host of this show. Hopefully, going to have more hosts and co-hosts along the way. But to start this journey off, I'm going to kick this podcast off. So excited to start this. I just want to real quick start off with just saying my influence, like the biggest influence that made me want to start a podcast is the Rebel Force Radio podcast, Jason and Jimmy. Shout out to them. And that's really what's kickstarted this whole experience. And this is the first episode, so I'm going to be a little dramatic with this one, but we're going to keep it steady and not do that. We're going to talk about mostly Star Wars, hopefully all Star Wars, for the entire timeline of this podcast. So to tell you our game plan for the first episode, I'm going to try to start us off with just maybe a little bit of my, like, breakdown of the Clone Wars. I mean, like, who's excited for Clone Wars? I mean, they're canon. I love those episodes. I've grown up with them. I enjoy them. And so I'm going to kind of just tell you my take on the Clone Wars and how I enjoy them, and we'll go on with that. And then after that, I have been building up a collection of Legends books and novels. Like for instance, the Darth Revan novels, and the Darth Bane, and the Kieran Travis, and even the newer ones, Master and Apprentice by Claudia Gray, or the Star Wars Essential Atlas, or the Book of the Sith. All of that kind of stuff, I've been building that up. So I recently bought the deluxe box set of The Path of the Jedi and The Book of the Sith. I wish I had a video to show you guys what it looked like. It's amazing. So I'm going to kind of describe that, break it down, tell you what I like about it. Really don't have many criticisms on it, but if I find one, I'll let you guys know about that. So to start it off, I really want to talk about Clone Wars. Most Star Wars fans generally love Clone Wars. Some people don't like the fact that Jar Jar Binks is in it. Personally, I love Jar Jar. Some people don't like the fact that Ahsoka, but personally, I love Ahsoka. And so it's really good to finally get this new season back. You know, we have Clone Wars back. And that's one of the sad things and the happy things about this new season. And it's amazing. The graphics and the flowing hair, which is, I think, to my recollection, the first season that's actually had flowing hair. Rebels did, but Clone Wars did not. And so it's just fun to see that. But I'm excited to see characters that have grown up along the way through the film and through the series and all of the episodes. And it's kind of sad that we didn't get Ahsoka for season 6, but we're getting her back for season 7, and that's the good thing. That's one of the sad things too, actually, is that we're getting all of these characters back and we get season 7, and like, you get Clone Wars back, but we're taking it away after this, and it's a little disappointing. But it's exciting to see that it's merging with Revenge of the Sith. So for those of you who have not watched it, spoiler alert, but if you're listening to this podcast, you probably watched it. So to break it down, the new season in general, I loved the Bad Batch arc. Hunter really did give me that Escape from New York feel, that movie. I watched that for a little bit when I was a while back, and I enjoyed that movie. But he gave me that feel, and I enjoy it. I enjoyed the performance by Dee Bradley Baker with all the clones. I mean, that must have been a massive job, and it was really a good experience. I really didn't have any critiques with that, except we didn't get to see Anakin and Ahsoka enough, but we did get to see Ahsoka pretty much the rest of the season. Martez sisters, they weren't my favorite. They felt really real world, but they're Star Wars characters, and I pretty much love them. I don't really have any critiques. One thing, though, is episode 3 kind of ended with, like, they're trapped by the Pikes, or episode 2 ended that way, and then they're doing all this stuff to get away from the Pikes, and they end up in the same situation. Like, what was the purpose of episode 3? Didn't make sense to me, but I still enjoyed it kind of built up more story around Ahsoka. It gave us something else to watch, I guess, but overall, I enjoyed it. The whole series as a whole felt like we didn't really need to see it. The only thing it gave us was how the Mandalorians confront Ahsoka, and I think that was a valid point, but they could have done it maybe a different way, gone a different route with it. But Again, I support Dave Filoni and all of the people who worked on it. Still excited to see Clone Wars. Trying not to go in blind and, and just be like, oh, it's Clone Wars, I love it anyways, even though maybe it might not be the best, I mean, film or TV show out there. It might not be the best episodes of Clone Wars, and I don't think it is. It's not my favorite. But the last arc, oh my goodness, it was amazing. Okay, it wasn't perfect. Again, there were little things, but I really don't want to critique it. This isn't a Clone Wars episode. If people actually listen to this first episode, then they might comment, and if they comment, "Hey, we want to break down the Clone Wars," I will like slave over those last four episodes, and I can break them down and tell you all the nooks and crannies I love and I don't like about them. I mean, I listen to all these other podcasts, and that's one thing too. You don't want to stay. I mean, if you really like a podcast, you listen to it. But if you like Star Wars as a whole, you'll probably move on to other things. And that's a great thing about Star Wars. Everybody has a different perspective. And so that's one thing that I really would like to take into account and like other people to join the show. But I really, as a whole, loved it. We got to see Ahsoka and Darth Maul fight off. Darth Maul felt a little bit Shakespearean to me. I mean, Star Wars, I mean, not really Shakespearean, but he talked too much, from my opinion. When we first saw Phantom Menace, it was like, oh my goodness, deadly quiet assassin. That was my thought. But now he's like a spokesperson. And I mean, we kind of see that along the way. He develops as a character into that. He doesn't just start off being that way. And that's one thing that I am okay to accept with that. But I really enjoyed the blue lightsabers of Ahsoka were amazing. Enjoyed those a ton. And I really, really had a good time with this season and series as a whole. But it was fun to see Anakin and Obi-Wan rush off to save the Chancellor from the Battle of Coruscant. And it was a really enjoyable experience. It was sad to see Rex turn against Ahsoka in that third episode of the arc. It was like, oh no. But he did turn around again, and that was the important thing. And it also gave us a build-up to Rebels. It was kind of sad. It was just sad seeing all those clone troopers being willing enough to fight other clone troopers. It was, I mean, that whole era of that time frame, it was just sad. Revenge of the Sith was sad. I mean, this time frame as a whole was just a sad time. But we're really lucky to see our characters live through it and prosper, even though they're prospering in the shadows. And I really did enjoy seeing Ahsoka and Rex escape it, and my like, it turned me on when I saw Vader see the lightsaber. So I'm assuming he thought she was dead. I know Vader is a Force user. Darth Vader is a Force user, so he could sense and so sense her. So we don't really have confirmation that he knows she's dead, and we don't have confirmation that she thinks Anakin's dead now. Jason or Jimmy from Rebel Force Radio, one of my podcasts that I listen to, he says that Anakin died on Mustafar and became Darth Vader. I think he might be right. I think if Anakin died and turned into Darth Vader when he cut off Mace's hand and Mace was killed by Palpatine, I think that's when he became Darth Vader. But I think he became Darth Vader, and then he became Darth Vader on Mustafar. So he was known as Darth Vader now, but he truly donned the persona. He accepted all of the rage and the Sith darkness on Mustafar when he fought Obi-Wan. And I think when he lost, that is what turned the Sith Vader on and killed truly Anakin. But I don't know. Did Ahsoka know that does she think he's dead? I don't know. The one thing that I have against this whole arc is we didn't see enough of Anakin. And I know that's kind of hard to do since there are movies going on at this time. But I really wish we would have seen maybe a little bit of the scenes of Revenge of the Sith. They still could have showed us something from Revenge of the Sith. They didn't have to alter it, but they could have showed us something. That's just my opinion. But I really, really overall enjoyed this whole season as a whole, and the series as a whole. So that's really my brushed over glance at the Clone Wars episodes, and this overall episode of my podcast, my first episode, is not going to be extremely long, maybe 30 minutes. That's my goal. We'll progress after that. I really hope someone enjoys this podcast, but I'm gonna move on to this Path of the Jedi and Book of the Sith. So it comes in a tan box-like structure. It has one side open so you can pull it out. It's kind of like a mini bookshelf if you think about it. It has on the side, like if you were to slide it into a bookshelf on the side or the binding, someone would say it has Star Wars, The Path of the Jedi Path, a manual for students of the Force. Underneath that, it has Book of Sith, Secrets from the Dark Side, and it is published by Chronicle Books. So, for those of you looking for this, this is the deluxe box set. It does not come with the Imperial Handbook and the Bounty Hunter Code. That is on the Secrets of the Galaxy deluxe box set. This one I really wanted. The other one was not available at the moment, which kind of was disappointing for me. But Secrets of the Galaxy does not come with one thing that this does. So that's another plus for getting this. So to start off, I'm gonna take the two books out of the box, and then the plus out of the box as well. And then we're gonna start off with the Jedi Path. So it is a really nice blue book, and you can look this up on Amazon, eBay, I believe. And it's really just cool, and it is. Both of these books have been looked at by Luke Skywalker and other people as well, Darth Sidious, and other things like that. Like they've been annotated by those certain people, and I will list those people off as we go along. But it has a little note at the front. Yavin, it was written Yavin ABY, 24 years ABY, I think, or 7 years ABY. I don't know. I'll have to check up on that. But it's Luke Skywalker, and so this is, I think, both of these books, as we're seeing them, are now currently in possession by, they're in the possession of Luke Skywalker. So, like, it's Legends again, is Expanded Universe. So, like, the whole Mara Jade, Kyle Katarn, Jacen Solo, all of those characters are in it. Those characters are not necessarily existent. I believe Jacen Solo has basically been replaced by Ben Solo. And all that fun stuff, like the sequel trilogy. It's basically sequel trilogy time, but Legends. So this does not, most of this does not apply to the movies. For those of you who don't know the difference between Legends and canon, the way I distinguish the difference is Legends and the Expanded Universe are stuff that are in the novels that doesn't apply to the movies. Canon applies to the movies and the TV show. So Disney recognizes Revan now as canon, I believe, because Revan is one of the names of the legions of the Sith troopers. Whether or not the whole story of Le Revan is acknowledged as canon, I don't know. Now, some other games, video games like Knights of the Old Republic, I believe, has been determined as canon by Disney or Lucasfilm even. I don't Lucasfilm now, yes. But Battlefront 2, I believe, is recognized as canon. Legends is just older stuff that is no longer applied to the movies. That's how I define it. So the older games currently are Legends, but there's nothing right now that conflicts with the movies, so they can be, I believe, turned back to canon if Lucasfilm or Disney wants to. Don't think they will unless fans demand it. But overall, Legends is just something that doesn't apply to the movie. So that's an explanation, a long explanation, and kind of drones on. But the book is really nice, and it's really well done. The pages are like rough, like a journal. The one thing I do have to say about the box in a whole is some parts, it's like cardboard, like a thin cardboard, like paper around a cardboard box. And so in some places, it's like wrinkled. But overall, I really enjoy the box. And also the Jedi Path. It has like it's been worn on the sides, But it's Amazon. It could have been used. I don't believe it was, but it might have been, and they just didn't say. Or it might even be part of the texture or what it's supposed to look like. So I'm gonna it's annotated, and so this one has a table of contents. I believe the Book of Sith does not have a table of contents, but part one is an introduction to the Jedi Order, and I'm not gonna read out all the chapters, but I'm gonna read to you the parts. Then the second part is part two, Jedi Initiate. So it talks about joining a clan and like the three pillars of the Force or of the Jedi. Part three is a Padawan, and so it talks about becoming an apprentice, and then the Padawan attire and conduct, and then the Reassignment Council, and then lightsabers and how they're constructed, and then sensibilities and other things like that, and then cultures and the Jedi Trials and the knighting ceremony at the end of that part. Part four is Jedi Knight. So it talks about roles and duties of a Jedi Knight. So those would be Guardian, Consular, and Sentinel. It talks about all three of those. It talks about the Alter abilities, advanced lightsaber techniques. It ta also talks about enlisting new members. And then it also slightly discusses about the history of the Sith and then threats to Jedi teaching. And then towards the end of this part, in the book as a whole, it talks about taking on a Padawan learner, becoming a master and a grandmaster, and then finally transcending death. So those are basically what it talks about. It's really cool. It has illustrations, and it's been annotated by, I believe, Yoda, Thame, Kirillian, Dooku, Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, Ahsoka Tano, Darth Sidious, and Luke Skywalker. So I know I'm pronouncing all of those names right, except for Thame Kirillian. I think I'm pronouncing the first name right. I don't know. That's something I need to dig into Legends for. But it's been annotated, I think, as well, Quinlan Vos. I don't know if this one has been, or if that. I think that was the Sith book. He has annotated the Sith book, but I don't believe this book. I know now in canon, Yoda was Dooku's master. I'm 99% positive. Another thing, whatever I say, take it with a grain of salt. Disney can change it. I've been right before and I've been wrong before. So, but it's really cool, the illustrations and all. It talks about the seven forms. It talks about lightsaber combat, animals. It's a really great book overall. And then next is this Book of Sith. So this book is really, in both books, I love the texture and the design of the cover. They're both hardback. And it's just amazing. Both of these books were written by, I believe, Daniel Wallace. So that's just something to look up. He also wrote the Star Wars, The Essential Atlas. So that was written by him and Jason Fry. And Luke has noted all of these, and he has possession of it. So he has a note in the front of both books, but. The Book of Sith was originally compiled by Darth Sidious, and I think it was originally supposed to be a first volume, something that he talks about. But Luke annotates this one, Yoda does, Sidious writes all over it, and so he compiles the texts of several Sith artists, to say the least, Sith authors. So the first one is Soris Sen. I believe I'm saying that one right. It's the exile and arrival. So it's kind of her details of when she was exiled from the Order after the 100-year darkness, I believe. And then there's a journal from Malgus before the sacking of the Jedi Temple. And I believe that was, what, 3,695 years before A New Hope. If I'm correct, I don't know my time frame, roughly 3,600 years, but he wrote this before that, so it's his Rim campaign, and so just notes from that and several of his battles. It then goes on to Darth Bane's Rule of Two, so he talks about the power of the Sith and the mistakes of Rujan, which is the battle where he eliminated Khan's Brotherhood, which was a weak version of the Sith Empire in his eyes. And then it discusses other things like the title of Darth, the lightsaber variants, double-bladed lightsabers, Sith armor, and other things that pertain to the survival of the rule of two in the Sith. The next one is Wild Power by Mother Talzin. So she discusses like the writings of the Night Sisters. This book was also annotated by Mace Windu, Yoda, Quinlan Vos, Ventress, and then these journals were also written in by Sidious. He's annotated all kinds of stuff. So this is really cool. I think Ventress only annotates in the Mother Talzin script, script, because she was a Night Sister, so she had access to this. And so this also talks about the history of the Night Sisters, and other things like this. It can get a little creepy, for younger kids, but I think for most adults, it is perfectly fine. It actually goes on for a little while, and then it also talks about the science of creating life. So I don't know if this was Plagueis's journal. I don't know if this. I think this was Plagueis's journal. I'll have to check. Yes, it is Plagueis's journal. Next, so that is after Mother Talzin, and then and that one talks about all kinds of stuff and the prophecy of the Chosen One, and Sith spirits and other things like that. The last script in this journal is Absolute Power by Darth Sidious. So this was originally supposed to be his first volume, and he talks about the weakness of inferiors and the false war and all the things like that. It's really actually interesting to see something from his side, obviously, or his view of everything that happened. This was written by Daniel Wallace. It wasn't written by like Lucas or something. That has to be taken into account, but it really was good. It was annotated by him. He went over it again and was like, "I did this wrong," or "This could have been done better," and stuff like that. And so he kind of critiqued himself. I do not believe he went over and made more volumes. I don't know. That's something to look up. But it was really good. And Daniel Wallace also wrote the annotations for all this. So it was really well done, on my opinion. I do not know whether or not Daniel Wallace wrote the Mandalorian, or no, not Mandalorian, the Bounty Hunter Code and the Imperial Handbook. But kudos to him. I mean, like, he did really well on this, so I have respect for him. So the last little plus that I do not believe is in the Secrets of the Galaxy, and please comment or call in if you know something different. If I say anything, I would love if someone called in and left me a voice message. I need to set that up, but I will get that done. But overall, this plus, it has two pictures. So it has a picture of a light side battle, two Sith Lords fighting, and then it has a picture of, or a dark side battle, two Sith Lords fighting, and then a light side battle. And it's a Jedi using probe droids to defeat some other droids. I don't know. But it actually, I was looking at it and one of the pictures fell out, and I was like, I was super scared when they fell out. But it showed me something on the back. On the back, there's an inscription by Luke. And so, both of these pictures were, I believe, printed in 2016. So this is relatively new. The book and the box as a whole has been, the whole thing as a whole has been reprinted and published as of 2019. So that's something just interesting. It's now considered Legends. When it was originally printed, it wasn't considered Legends, I do not believe. But it was originally published, these pictures at least, 2016. I do not know when the book itself was originally published. But Luke says on the back of the Sith one, it's a depiction of the Dreamer and the Monster Slayer in their battle for Sith supremacy. Both died. And then the Jedi one was a Jedi training for blind, the blind develop. Triking the blind, develop the techniques now taught under Force Sense. So that's what that's about. So that's my breakdown of this box set. I really enjoyed it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, like it, love it, share it with people, call in, leave me a message. I'm gonna try to post a video or post a episode every week. I might not. Hopefully it'll be longer than this week. Enjoy it. And as we all say, may the force be with you.